Second parak of Pesach, Mishnah Vov. Eli Rokesh Shalom Yitzvah Midech Chalas of Pesach. The previous Mishnah we learned what is kosher for the Dalad, for Matzah. Now we're learning what is kosher for Mora. Chazeres Ulshem Tamcha Chavina Uba Mora. So Chazeres, which is Roman lettuce, is the number one. The Mora says that according to this list, that is the order of the Chashiv. So that's them. Roman lettuce really is the most kosher of them all. The discussion about it is Chazanish and some other poskim had a taina that's supposed to be something bitter, and very often the Roman lettuce is not bitter. If you have the big green leaves, sometimes it's bitter. That's lachatchila kol shikas, but it's not bitter. There's a discussion there. Yaitzim behem lemaisa, the minhag is to use Roman lettuce. That's going to check it well for books. Yaitzim behem ben lachem ben yivashim. You could be yaitzim whether they are fresh and moist or they dried out a little bit. If they're pickled, soaked in water for 24 hours on pickling juice, or they're cooked a lot, they're cooked even a little, they are not usable. So if you have horseradish which was in vinegar, that is not usable. That which you said, that even if it's dry, not talking about the leaves, because when the leaves dry out, it's like a piece of paper, you can't eat it. I'm talking about the stalk. When it's dried out, it's still like a solid thing that you can eat. Mustafan lekizayas. If you have a little bit of Roman lettuce and a little of horseradish and a little bit of another thing, as long as the sum total of them all, you have a kizayas, that's good. It doesn't have to be the entire kizayas of one meal. Yoytu mekelach shalem, yoytu with the stalk, ubizmai, ubizmaiterish, shiritu shumot, maiterishen, hekishen, nifsu. Yoytu with the mai, like we learned in the previous mission in respect to matzah. Even though generally we take off Shumas and Mai, Shumas and Mai, but since a poor person is permitted to eat the Mai, and a person can make himself poor by being mafkir his possessions, it's permitted, or at least if somebody used it, it's Yoyta. And Maiser Rishon, once you took off the Shumas Mai, it's usable. Maiser Sheni, the Hektish, only after they were redeemed, because Maiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim is not edible. And Hektish is also not edible unless he redeems it.